It's HBR, and I'm Dave Lawrence, host of All Things Considered. One of my favorite parts of hosting this show over the last 15 years is the wide range of entertainers we've been lucky enough to speak with. Like in 2014, when folk legend Judy Collins joined us for the first of many chats she would do, taking us back to her debut shows here in Hawaii.
July 1964, that you made your Hawaii debut. You performed at an event, the first annual Pacific Folk Festival Waikiki Show, with the Brothers Four, Josh White, Bob Gibson, the Hillman.
Oh, my God.
You remember any of that?
Well, I might.
I know, it was a ways back, huh?
It was a long time ago, but I do remember being there. Who else was on it?
It was Josh White, Bob Gibson, the Hillman, Brothers Four. And tickets were quite reasonable, Judy. $4, $3, and $2. It was real.
Yeah, yeah. That would be
different.
That would be it. It was what month of the year?
That was July.
In July, so that would have been my first trip. And then I was back with I didn't sing when I came back. I visited Hawaii in '66, but I didn't perform. So what was the next performance?
The next performance, according to Steve's handy list of details, was August 31st, 1975, so a gap of 11 years, and you returned, and ironically at the same venue. That was the time Sending the Clowns was the big hit. Tickets had gone up a little bit. We can keep track of inflation sort of with our own little math here. And by that point, it was $6.50 and $4 for tickets. And even more fun, any memories of that one or no? Probably still fuzzy, but I have a little personal anecdote that he's included, which may be able to jog a little, some of the synapses. He says, after the concert, and how he knows this, we'll leave it to Steve only to provide. Jack Holzman, founder of Elektra, was the one that discovered you, signed you to his record label. He came backstage, I don't know how he knows this, to pick you up and then fly you to Maui on his private plane for a vacation.
He did, and I visited him in Maui. He had a home there for a long time.
And any memories of that? Does that jog any?
Well, of course, I do remember that because it was lovely to see Jack in his, in his home on Maui. He lived there quite a while. He may still have a presence there. We see each other all the time. He's a very good guy, you can imagine. He's been my friend for decades and my record president, and also just a close friend.
That's cool. Well, you guys have that little Hawaii thing. And any other connections now that we've exhausted Steve's comprehensive and fascinating little history of things you've done in the state?
Well,
do you have any?
I must have been there. I know I was there. Oh, I was at the Ritz-Carlton on the Big Island.
Okay. Private show, maybe.
In 1992, I had a date over there, and I took my niece with me, something like that. So I haven't been to Hawaii a lot. Not enough, obviously.
Who knows where the time goes.
With folk icon Judy Collins, one of many guests we're grateful for here on HBR and All Things Considered, I'm Dave Lawrence.